so happy and I'm so excited that I can welcome so many beautiful souls into our today's conversation. And I mean, we are coming together because we all value the work from Barbara Max Hubbard so much. She really is the mother of conscious evolution, and she inspired me to host the summit, what I did last year the first time and now the second time. And you are also all very much in tune with conscious evolution. You took this, I wouldn't call it a course, it is much more where you really participated in this Evolutionary Ambassador Academy. And maybe first of all, I want to invite you, Stephen, because you really joined Barbara in this adventure and brought all the people together, and you're still providing the field for this evolutionary ambassador development and engagement. And maybe you can share a bit and give us the context, what it's about and how people come together, and what is your purpose with this platform. And just let me turn this so that we can really then see you really all very well. All right, Stephen, so maybe you want to share.
Sure. Yeah, thank you, Korea. Thank you for having us. We're really grateful to be here. And this is special for all of us because this interview is doing the ambassador work. And I know Barbara is thrilled that we're here with you. So just a much appreciation and love for you for having us. And you're right, the Ambassador Academy, the Evolutionary Ambassador Academy, as we called it, it wasn't just a course and it wasn't a program. And Barbara was very clear about that too. When we started it, we called it the legacy. It was going to be her legacy program, and no one expected her to make her transition during the course of it. That said, it remains very much alive, as Barbara's presence does for us all. And I believe the really exciting thing about the Ambassador Academy, and the very profound thing for Barbara and all of us, is it is about taking the principles of conscious evolution, the sum total of what Barbara had taught for decades, and to practice it, to take each of our unique genius and our collective genius into the world in a practical way to transform where we're at right now. Barbara had always said, as everyone knows, our crisis is a birth, and she said that all the more forcefully, powerfully in recent years, just because of what we're experiencing on the planet, in so many different domains, you know, whether it's our climate, political, social, systems. There's shifting and changing and breaking down, and this Ambassador Academy was about contributing to the building up, the generativity, our agreement to evolve, not devolve. And this cohort, this community, this program, whatever we want to call it, is most powerful. And Barbara was excited about this because it's about taking real action to impact that change for evolution, that shift for evolution. That's why we're all here and we're all active, and it's to join genius with you even here right now is part of our work, most certainly. And Barbara is blessing us at this very moment for being here and doing this, ambassadoring with you.
Thank you so much, Stephen, for really sharing and giving this context to all of us. And maybe Aurora, you wanted to give us the opportunity to open the space for all of us with a meditation. So this would be the moment where I would invite you to bring us into this field of conscious evolution together.
Thank you. That'd be my pleasure. I'm just having a look at all of the ambassadors' faces and seeing how bright and alive and colourful they are. I almost want each to hear each of their voices, but I will hold off and I will support us to drop in first. Shall we do that? Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to invite all of us just to close down the eyes. To invite all of the viewers and those who are here with us to join us in that. Consciously presencing ourselves into the stillness. Allowing her essence to hold us in a deep embrace. As we call all parts of ourselves to be here now. Welcoming the known and the unknown parts. As we turn our attention inward into our deepest heart of hearts, and as we drop even more deeply in together now, we imagine ourselves expanding way, way out in front, way, way out behind, expanding to all sides now. Allowing our heart to be as big as the world. And as we presence this field consciously of conscious evolution, we invite each of our brothers and our sisters, our whole family, to lean into this beautiful gathering. Taking a moment to see and sense each other as we more consciously step into the space. This space where all creation lives. This sacred space. And from this place of togetherness, this place of belonging, this place of coming home to ourselves together. We take a moment to tune into what is our deepest heart's desire. What is it that we would love, love, love to create for ourselves, for humanity? And allowing yourself to receive that now. What is my deepest heart of hearts desire? And what is it that I actually need to support me to step forth, to embody, to create this now? And noticing this receiving may be in the form of a feeling state, a word, a knowing, an insight. Calling in your deepest heart's desire now. And allowing it to be planted in this field of co-creation. Held, supported. And from this place, keeping this presence and this aliveness and this possibility open for the rest of our conversation as we continue to lean in together and take a beautiful, alivening, awakening breath in through the nose now. And a long surrendering breath out. As you presence your feet on the floor, perhaps take a wiggle or a stretch and rub your hands together. Coming back to open eyes and the opportunity to meet these beautiful, beautiful, beautiful fellow ambassadors. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Aurora, very much for really setting this context for our conversation. And I would love, and maybe Aurora, you want to start to give everyone the chance to maybe say your name, where you live, and then share what you received as your heart's desire. And also then maybe share with our audience the context or the area in which you feel really called to share your unique genius as an evolutionary ambassador.
Yeah, thank you for that. So my name's Aurora Pagonis and I live in a little town called Bangalore. It's about 10 minutes from Byron Bay in Australia. You probably know the space from the whales and the dolphins and the beautiful hinterland. And it's my greatest heart's desire to support and awaken leaders. And these are leaders who know themselves as leaders. And these are our younger rising leaders and also our elders, that allowing the space, the voice and the environment for our men, women and children to come forth and bring through their voices and their gifts and to really be in that place of co-creative contribution. My specific contribution over the past years has been to work with feminine intelligence and feminine intelligent or compassionate leadership, supporting women in the rising of their own expression, and recognizing that in the willingness to show up and to do that in a place of co-creation, that we will absolutely be able to create the life and the experience and the earth that we're all visioning into. So that's my piece. I'm going to pop down. Thank you, Pariah.
Thank you, Aurora. And maybe you want to hand over to the next person and you choose who will be the next.
That sounds like fun. I'm looking to Grace, who's sitting on my right. Ping, over to you, Grace.
Thank you, Priya. Thank you, Aurora. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you to all the ambassadors. I mean, the light that's glowing here from Southern California, from all over the world, from all of you, is just so bright and beautiful this beautiful morning. My name is Janet Grace Nelson. I'm a spiritual life coach, and as an evolutionary ambassador, my heart's deepest desire is to be so fully available in the relations sector. The most rewarding and deep, fulfilling work, my soul's divine purpose, is really to help everyone on an individual and collective level to live from unconditional love. So to find that place inside of each of us that is the spark of life, that is the spark of love, the spark of God, that is our true nature, that is the essence of who we are. You know, Barbara talks about going from ego to essence. And as we are evolving individually and collectively, as humanity is ascending into our greatest yet to be, there is that spark in us that is lit from within. And how this deepest heart's desire is showing up for me is to be of loving service as a speaker, as a coach, as a consultant, and here in Big Bear Lake, California, which is in Southern California, I'm being called to create a compassionate community called Grace's Place for women and their families of domestic violence, so that they can truly find that part inside of them that is whole and beautiful and complete and can see a vision for their future that really is not connected to their past pain. So that's a good beginning. And I just wanted to share that. And from my grateful heart, it is so wonderful to be with all of you here today.
And Craig, so turn your hand over.
Yes, so I'll pass it on to Cindy.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for sharing who you are, Grace and Aurora. And I'm so pleased to be here with everyone today. I feel the presence of not only ourselves so closely connected here as one collective, but also I feel everyone around the world sitting here with us. This is the true nature of our work. Again, I'm Cynthia Bledsoe. I recently relocated to the beautiful Low Country of South Carolina in Beaufort in the southeastern United States, near my favorite element of water, and feel so much newness and feel like I'm thriving. And I just want to welcome everyone in to share all this newness with me. I'm a creative humanitarian by nature. That's my cosmic DNA. And I express that as a storyteller and producer of conscious media. Also, from my greatest heart's desire is to see the world, the planet, and human beings that reside here really stay in a higher, more vibratory state of well-being. So on a practical level day to day, I also offer an integrative wellness practice where I teach meditation, personal evolution, spiritual investigations, where we learn to just come together and be. There were two things that Barbara Marks Hubbard left me with as we worked so closely together in with this group. And those two things were, it's time to tell the whole truth. And the second one was more personal, and it was just be. So I'm incorporating the power of just being now into everything that I do as a matter of my personal growth and exploration of being all that I can be here. And my offering is a weekly drop-in where we just share that just being with others and explore whatever comes up through a series of meditations or whatever subject matter we decide to study, we just take it on. I believe we live in a time and period of deconstruction, and I think most of us recognize it, as uncomfortable as it may be. That crisis that we feel is our birth, and this is the time for us to tell the new story, to develop our new narrative, and this is the essence of my work in conscious media. I'm constantly looking for the goodness and the greatness around the planet that can be replicated in other places so that we can embrace the power to be everything that we can be with no silos and no barriers. So I welcome all of you to join us on this grand adventure of becoming the new human and the new planet. And I will pass my microphone to Patience of New Zealand.
I'm Pleasance from New Zealand. I live in the South Island, which is the larger island. The Māori name for it is Te Wai Pūnamu, which means the land of the greenstone. And I have a greenstone here, which is New Zealand's jade, that was brought from the west coast of the island I live on and made into a beautiful Pūnamu for me as a gift. I'm a transformational facilitator, coach and speaker. I light people up with possibility. I know what it's like to have come from very dark, rigid, cramped spaces. I know how important it is to have a beam of light that can take us through that and out and beyond. I also know what it's like to go through major transformation and transition personally, and so that's also what I then bring to groups and the people that I work with. My current sphere of activity is political, because I believe that in politics, which are led by the heart, massive social change can occur. I'm currently a leader in a political party in New Zealand, which is international, which is the Green Movement. And we have a passionate vision about altering the planet and making it a cleaner, greener, and quieter place to live in. So that's the vision I work in consciously. And those are the groups of people I am working with to bring about substantial transformation in New Zealand to continue to be a beacon of hope for the world. So I light up possibility personally, nationally, and internationally. Thank you. And I'd like to hear from Sharon next for our viewers.
Thank you, Pleasance. I knew you were going to pass the baton on to me. So hello, everybody. I'm speaking to you from Australia, from the Gold Coast, which is just south of Brisbane, about an hour's drive south of Brisbane. Beautiful sunshine state with beautiful sandy beaches and gorgeous weather. And what lights me up is, well, my deepest heart's desire, I'll start with that, my deepest heart's desire that I came to recognize through working with Barbara Marx Hubbard is to restore the sacredness of the female body to the planet. And I've been doing work in women's health for more than 20 years now, and it's always been my first love, working, writing, speaking about the amazing capacity of the female body. But it was through working with Barbara that I came to recognize that as my evolutionary impulse at work inside me, causing me to grow, causing me to study, causing me to explore, and that deep love of the female body that has been there ever since my first menstruation has been like a guiding light, a beacon that has led me all through my life. And so now in my ordinary everyday life, what I do with that deepest heart's desire is that I guide women to find, reclaim and embody their sacred female power. And how I do that is through my writing. So I have my book that was published last year, through my speaking, and through my women's health hypnotherapy and education practice. So I love working with individual women. I also work with couples to support them to honour their sacred female bodies, the sacred female body of a woman who's preparing to birth, for example, or a couple who's wanting to conceive a baby and it's not happening for whatever reason. Often that's due to a loss of her power. So I work with those couples and those individual women to support them to come back home to themselves. And as they do that and start to wake up to the sacredness of their bodies, they also start to develop a beautiful, intimate connection with the earth body. So for me, the importance of restoring the sacredness of the female body has planetary significance, because the imbalance between masculine and feminine energies that we see playing out in our world now, I believe, can be at least partly addressed by women coming to really respect and honour their sacred female bodies, because when they do that, they connect deeply into the earth body, and that helps to restore the balance of masculine and feminine energies on the planet. And at the moment we have a real overbalance after 5,000 years of male dominance. And we can see that playing out in all kinds of ways on our planet, that we need to have strong feminine and female leadership. That's a kind of leadership that I describe as biological leadership. It comes out of the mother bear inside that roars for what's going to sustain and preserve life on the planet. So my deepest heart's desire is to restore the sacredness of the female body, and through doing that to, I guess, put my evolutionary impulse out into the world to make its contribution to restoring balance in the bigger picture. So, and I've been wonderfully supported in growing that evolutionary impulse inside me by this wonderful group of ambassadors. It's been like the incubation process for me for that to grow stronger and stronger and clearer and more pragmatic in the ways in which I can do that and make that message find its way forward into the world. So I'm very grateful and strongly feel Barbara's presence guiding us all the time in so many different ways, lots of different inspirations and suggestions, and the co-creation that happens spontaneously and naturally when we all get together is really one of the most wonderful gifts I've ever had the privilege of stepping into. So so that's me, and my turn to pass the baton now. So Kathy Sipple, it's your turn.
Thank you, Sharon. I'm Kathy Sipple. I'm coming to you today from Valparaiso, Indiana, and I actually happen to live just across town from Stephen. So I'm very excited to have such a conscious co-creator right here in my hometown. And it was my pleasure actually to be there when Stephen first met Barbara. We were at an event in Chicago where Barbara was giving me an award for my podcast that was about environment. And I had read Barbara's book, Conscious Evolution, in 2003, and in a strange way, it actually guided me to move to my current town. It just opened up that impulse in me to follow my curiosity and find what is the life that I knew I should be living. Looking around me in Chicago, I realized that as a Midwestern person, I hadn't seen a tree, an autumn leaf, you know, we have beautiful red and orange and yellow colored leaves here in the Midwest generally, and I lived in a concrete jungle. So something about reading Barbara's book gave me the confidence and the courage to just follow my curiosity to live in Indiana, an hour outside of Chicago, which everybody in the city thought was just crazy. But upon landing here, I saw so many elements of beauty, and it really reawakened within me an impulse to learn more about regenerative agriculture and in turn, regenerative culture. So I would say my greatest heart's desire is actually to remember Eden in our time. I believe we have all of the elements that we need to restore Eden. It's just that we are a jumbled puzzle, like many, many million, billions piece puzzle. And I am a conscious connector, so I really love patterns. I'm inspired by the patterns in nature, the spirals, the sacred geometry. And so I try to hold that image in mind and actually invite people to do the puzzle with me. So I do that through my podcast. I still have my local environmental podcast that's been ongoing now for 9 years. And I've recently started another podcast, and I've interviewed some of the wonderful faces on the screen already. And it's called Co-Thrive Community. So really in that podcast, we explore resources, tools, and ideas to help empower people restore and reconnect in their own communities and look toward building those connected communities into the greater whole. So that's me. And day to day, I am a social media coach and strategist. So I do really see the value of using the noosphere in this way that we, you know, refer to as social media in a more elevated and conscious way to also make the noosphere and the internet a better place where sacred communication can happen and reconnect us. Thank you.
So thank you. And maybe also, Stephen, maybe you can also kind of follow that thread of introducing yourself in that way and sharing your deepest heart's desire and what you, how you share your genius and your gifts.
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Priya. So it's appropriate to come off of Kathy's introduction. We both live in Valparaiso, Indiana, outside of Chicago. Valparaiso means Vale of Paradise. So there's no accident, I think, that we're here. And I've enjoyed just getting to know Kathy and working with her as an ambassador even before this whole program happened. It was already an idea in divine mind, for sure. I have a really deep background in business, the kind of the typical corporate America world. And in parallel with that, I began, like a reacquaintance with my spiritual self, during the middle of my corporate career. So I had this, and I have this deepest heart's desire to take my business background and merge it with my desire to help people. And that's what, when I made that connection several years ago, it got me down the path of doing this more conscious advocacy work. And ultimately it led me to, humanities team, becoming involved with its conscious business program. As a way to really make that connection of bringing conscious principles to business. And that deepest heart's desire has continued to expand because it was through my work with humanities team that I got introduced to Barbara more officially. Kathy correctly said, I met Barbara back in 2015, but I've met her at other events since. But it wasn't until really last year that her and I became partners in her programming. And with that, my own mission, vision, and deepest heart's desire expanded to really bringing together and organizing and synthesizing Barbara's teachings to nurture and to support and to hold space for this cohort of ambassadors. And there's only a fraction of us here, by the way. So you take who's here right now times about four or five, and that's the cohort of ambassadors. So the genius is extensive and it's powerful and it's exponentially expanding, and we are bringing other people into our space because ambassadors aren't limited to who just went through the quote unquote program. Like Perea, you are an ambassador for sure. And, you know, my deepest heart's desire going forward is to continue to make these connections, because I think that in Conscious Evolution, Barbara's book, one of the things that she had mentioned as our one of the final frontiers is to connect, to continue to make the connections, to network the networks, that there are so many people across the planet who, following their evolutionary impulse, are doing this evolutionary work, and we're not all necessarily fully connected yet. So and that's despite having the internet available to us and the technology to connect. It's connecting much more deeply in spaces like this where we get together and share in resonance. So my one part of my deepest heart's desire is to be an agent for that. And to very much like Kathy, be a connector and to hold space and to continue to grow the community, ultimately to join our collective genius to impact the transformation towards evolution.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And and maybe I share also just briefly about myself. So I have two main threads in my life, and one is that I had an awakening experience when I was about 17. I kind of really realized my deeper essence, my true nature, which is never born, never dies. And this kind of was a brief moment where I would expand consciousness into a much larger vision of who I am, and it really turned around my what I'm identified with. And the other thing, what I was also always kind of really connected to, was this wish to support people in their wellness, in their happiness, in really living their life in the most brilliant way they could express their potential. And I mean, I explored different stages with that. I had a medical education. I had also an education for 2 years in nutrients and well, to become a nutrition and wealth coach. I studied 4 years with a shamanic lineage from the Mayan tradition. And so I looked at this issue of health and wellness from different angles, and it became more refined and refined and more subtle and subtle. But what I found out in a way that really resting in my essence through an open heart, which is kind of the gateway to dropping deeper to the essence, I just realized when I would meet people and I would just sit with them and me, my awareness going there, that would so easily connect to their essence. And as you all know, when your awareness is resting in the bigger version of who you are, it can really kind of turn up your life in different ways. It can bring, I mean, more positiveness, more expansiveness, a bigger perspective, but it can also really bring up all what is not in alignment with that to the surface, and can, yeah, be quite challenging. And I tried out different ways of being service. I founded a community together with two other women in Germany where we lived together, and we had a non-profit organization and a center for cultural change. I was there a few years, and now I'm kind of, life brought me to this another way of exploring what is possible and how can I share my deepest heart's desire even on a more global scale. And I never did a summit before. It was the last year, the first time, and I learned all what is necessary. And I deeply believe when we stay true to what we want to contribute and when we are authentic in that, support will show up, you know, in courses you need, in books you need, in people you need, in skills you need to kind of build up. And yeah, all of that happened. And I'm not really professional in that, but I'm honestly just and sincere express my love and my passion in that. And yes, and when I heard about this program last year of the Evolutionary Ambassador Academy, I mean, I really was very excited. And I, as Stephen shared, I so much feel part of you, even though out of different reasons I wasn't able to join you. But when this opportunity showed up that I can kind of be part of you and share us as a group, and as Stephen also mentioned, it's not everyone is here right now in this call, and I really plan in the future I will give each one of you who feels called the opportunity to have an individual interview with me, which we share in the coming opportunities, and also other ambassadors which are not here now, I will also invite in that they approach me. And maybe some people now listening to us, never having heard of Barbara, maybe never are amazed, oh, there is such things like evolutionary ambassadors. I mean, if you have a resonance in yourself and in your heart, yeah, just reach out to us. I will provide links from each one of you beautiful souls, from this common platform which Stephen provides, and of course you can also reach out to myself. So I want to let the world know what already exists and how exciting it is to be in this family together. And speaking to that, I would really also love to maybe now really bring the spark out even more in our gathering together. And I would love to hear from each one of you, where do you experience this becoming new, this newness, this sparking, this freshness, maybe on an individual level in your life, or maybe where you see it in your context, in where you are engaged, to give us an idea where you see this newness. And maybe we do it maybe similar like before, just one of you who has the impulse starts and then you hand it on to the next person.
I'd love to talk about co-creation as actually a catalyst for why we're here with this entire summit. So co-creation itself, I see as a major catalyst for conscious evolution. And what I'm feeling by that is that we're coming from a place of creativity into a place of co-creativity. Now we think we know what that means, perhaps because we're used to collaboration, but collaboration and co-creativity carry a little nuance between them. Co-creativity is quite a bit more along the evolutionary path. And what I've learned is that co-creativity in its truest sense gives the ego a very comfortable backseat. We still need it to stay grounded in this human experience, but ego doesn't play in the co-creation field. because we're coming together in oneness with our unique geniuses to create something that we cannot create on our own. Barbara spent a lot of time with us, with this particular group, working with the wheel of co-creation. I feel like the exercises using the wheel of co-creation were the most meaningful to me personally. And I, along with some other ambassadors, have since discovered and felt into some unique applications of that wheel where you might use it personally to just as an introspective way to really discover what your greatest heart's desire is. The wheel of co-creation takes every aspect of society and breaks it down into a different section of the wheel. We all come with our own personal interests and experiences, and we enter the wheel in one space, bringing all of our enthusiasm and passion and greatest heart's desire for something in the knowingness that we cannot complete it alone. And this exercise of leaving the ego in the back seat then allows us to say, this is what I have to create, but this is what I need to create. And it's in that space that we open it up for someone to respond and say, I can give you that. So I believe co-creation in and of itself is our evolutionary pathway to conscious evolution, in that it builds the resonance field necessary for groups to come together. Once we create resonant groups around the planet, then we can rise into greater and greater synchrony to truly embrace the evolution, the next evolution of the human species. And this is my joy, to bring this into every aspect of my work. And I consider this forum an invitation for all those on the planet to join us in this endeavor.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you so much. Who is next?
I would love to piggyback on Cynthia's comments and also integrate yours, Purya. So thank you so much for talking about dropping into the essence. And as we come together, you know, everyone here has talked about, you know, being a connector. And ultimately, you know, that's a spark of who we are, to come together in community, to come together in family, to come together in this collective capacity of joining genius, even in this ambassador program, that allows us to speak into what is truly important to us. What is our soul's calling? And to have these deeper conversations that allow us to explore even the spontaneous dialogue. None of us rehearsed for this gathering. And yet that the profound wisdom that has come through each person in their sharing, in their expression of their genius, of their essence, of their heart's deepest desire, has also sparked in others and hopefully in the people that are watching this recording later, it has sparked something in you. And to bring that out, to explore it even further. As a spiritual life coach, my clients have called me an archaeologist of the heart, because as we dig deeper, we find the gold, we find the magnificence and the brilliance of who we are and what we came for. And so even as Cynthia was mentioning about the wheel of co-creation, as we're joining genius, One of Barbara's heart's deepest desires was to create the largest planetary SynCon experience. And that's taking the wheel of co-creation to a bigger level of allowing people to really choose a section on the wheel of co-creation that they would like to really explore deeper. And then joining genius and going through the steps of what is it that you would love to create in any one of those areas? And then what is it that you need? And then what are you willing to share freely? What are you willing to give of your own resources and your own passion and your own desire to serve? So there's so many aspects of this evolutionary experience and this evolutionary ambassador movement. It's really a movement that we're all moved to share our passion and our purpose and really explore the different ways that we can come together and really create that tipping point for evolution and release the devolution possibility. So that's what I want to share right now.
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Because Grace said share, that lit me up. That's probably one of my favorite words that made me want to go next. I think the way that I feel most like I am living into my evolutionary ambassadorship is when I am doing something called time banking. I founded a time bank here in Valparaiso, Indiana, about 3.5 years ago. And for anybody who doesn't know, time banking is just a way for you to capture social capital. It looks a little bit like volunteering on the face of it, but instead of just giving, you know, you give freely, you do what you want to do, just as Janet Grace just said. But it's also based on reciprocity, which if you do the math, it makes sense. Universally, there's somebody else out there who wants to give their gift. And so time banking is just a way that lets us use the internet, lets us use software to map what are the resources that people wish to share. For them to share it, they need a receiver. So it's also good about mapping who needs what you want to give. And I have just found that to be a really wonderful way to build conscious community, is to break down those walls, to break down those, you know, silos that we talked about, whether it's for solopreneurs or whether it's neighbors, or it can, and this can work with one-to-one, one-to-many, organization-to-organization. I just see this as limitless potential, and it really, really lights me up. I just saw something posted the other day about the value of asking your neighbor for a cup of sugar. No one does that anymore. You know, you can order it on Amazon, you could drive your car and get sugar anywhere, but there's something really beautiful about saying, I need what you have, and that you know somebody could give you freely, because it opens up those edges of connection and potential that if we don't talk and we don't admit the vulnerability that I'm not complete over here, that there's something better than just asking for your need to be filled, you create that connection. So anyway, that is my little part of the universe that I'm working toward restoring Eden. I think it's just all in the connection and facilitating more and more connection.
Thank you so much, Kathy, for sharing that. And I would also love to invite everyone who is also joining the Facebook group, maybe also trying it out there, where you can offer something and where you can ask for what you need, and just observe and be curious what will happen. Thank you for this invitation.
I'm feeling to jump in next, Aurora, and what I'm tuning into is the power of sacred conversations. And I'm tuning into a particular essence of it because what I actually feel when we come together in presence and resonance, what's actually occurring here, it's almost like it's energetically palpable. you know, taking a moment to feel how we entered into this conversation and how there's a continual rising that feels like it's occurring. Can you feel that as well? So what I'm tuning into is that we're actually, I feel like my cells are actually being upgraded in this breath, in this conversation, in this good company, in the resonance, in the intention. And there's something about that that feels new. So to respond to your question, Pari, around how do I experience the newness, I, even just sitting in this field together, I have so many insights. You don't know what's happening in the background. Even in this conversation, I've got a little notepad here and I've got these little insights that I'm sticking up on the wall, because just being in this vibration and in this field that we're co-creating together, something new becomes available to me if I'm willing to listen and to receive. And so I felt that that was really important to name, that this opportunity for everyone who's coming in to listen to this interview to come into the opportunity of these smaller resonant groups. And they can do that through us with us, or you may already have your own channel. The other thing I just briefly wanted to speak to is a personal experience of newness for me, and how it's showing up for me in my life right now is the needing and the call. It's not like it's an inner response to needing to complete lots of things. So I'm just being called to complete that, complete that, complete that, complete that, without really knowing the newness, but feeling that it's my direction. So I just also wanted to speak to that in case others are also feeling this pulse of letting go and surrendering without the new not having emerged yet, because it can be uncomfortable, and just wanting to send my loving support.
Thank you to bringing for, yeah, thank you, Aurora, that you bring this aspect and this insight into this field, because I deeply believe that many people can relate to what you just shared. Thank you.
And I'd like to piggyback off what Aurora's just said too, with regards to the palpability of what we experience when we're together. And I called it, when we were going through our ambassador training with Barbara, the sense I had was that Barbara had created a spiritual force field out of her love, out of her knowledge, out of her deepest heart's desire that the evolutionary impulse of the species go for the light. To me, it felt like this spiritual force field that I was pulled up into, almost like a vacuum that pulled me up into it. So I felt like I was standing on a secure platform that gave me a solid foundation for my evolutionary impulse. So it's this incredible, invisible, but very palpable. This is what Aurora is speaking about. Very palpable, energetic, spiritual force field that is there, and I'm sure many people have contributed to the creation of that, not just Barbara, but Barbara was definitely the voice of and the creatrix for us in our gathering together of that force field. And it's got its own momentum and its own vibration and its own capacity to recalibrate us and ourselves and our evolutionary impulse, so that we then go for the more. And so how that shows up for me is that I keep recognizing my evolutionary impulse day to day. Like there's another piece that comes, and what would normally have been like, oh, well, I'll sit and think about that, is now like an instant yes. One of the things Barbara used to say to us was, when you get your evolutionary impulse, just say yes. Just say yes, and the next step will become apparent. And it's actually true. When you just say yes, then, like Kathy was saying, the person, the book, the resource comes through, and you can take that next step, because it's actually the universe supporting us collectively to go towards the light and towards greater evolution, greater consciousness, freedom, and so on. So I experienced that many times over and over again, and sometimes I recognize it as the evolutionary impulse and sometimes I don't. But it's the newness that's happening in the now. And I feel like that's actually our human potential that's calling us forth that was one of Barbara's greatest gifts and legacy, and that it's available to anybody who wants to say their yes to the more. So invitation is there. Just say yes.
Thank you so much, Sharon, for reminding us to really that it sometimes can be as simple as just responding to your deep yes. Thank you.
And I just have to say that, and this, Barbara talked about this so much as well, is that's a choice. So to feel, and I, and Barbara said this as well, that she was feeling newer every day. And she's feeling newer in whatever realm she is in right now. And it's a choice. I mean, just to underscore Sharon's point, if the desire is to feel new, you can choose that. And by choosing that, all of the energy, the resources, the people, the field will show up for you.
Yeah, thank you, Stephen. And it just popped up in my mind because I 2 days ago I had an interview with my daughter, and she reminded us to be willing to be composted, to really just be able to give away what doesn't serve anymore, give away choices you made, old conditioning, whatever, and let it compost, because it gives then it's a nutrition for the next. And so, yeah, that's really very important. Thank you. So maybe Pleasance, you want to share also to what really you see maybe individually or in your community, and you are politically also involved. Where do you see the newness, and where do you want to call forth even more newness, maybe?
Yes. The main word that springs out for me, which is underlying everything everyone's saying here, is resonance. And that's been the most powerful experience I've had as an ambassador, as part of the academy, and certainly experiencing profound resonance with Barbara, who also beamed huge expectant possibility at us. Like when she was working individually with one of us and she would hone in on someone, Sharon or Aurora or Pleasance from New Zealand, and with all this expectant possibility in her face. And what I'd find was her resonance was so powerful. There were things that we would utter that I didn't even, you know, we didn't even know we thought them until that moment. And it was like, so the resonance and the quantum boost that I believe we all got from being in the academy and growing in leaps and bounds. And just so that viewers know, I think it would be safe to say that how we all see each other here now occurs very differently to how we all saw each other when we first started in the academy on February the 14th, 2019. I think we feel we are different. We can feel how new we are. And that's partly been because of how Barbara and her evolutionary force and her guidance and coaching and modeling about just saying yes to the impulse and following it and be bold, she said. That was a very strong comment, that very strong challenge she issued to us to be bold. And so one of the things I'm finding as an evolutionary ambassador is that I spend far less time in internal dialogue going about, you know, one side of my head says this, another side says that. I've just cut through a lot of that now. And it's like there's this phenomenal sense of being on a trajectory, feeling the evolutionary impulse coming through really strongly, being willing to say yes, and thankfully I live alone, only with two cats, so often I'm going around the house saying yes, you know, with a great deal of aplomb and enthusiasm, and I feel that's partly Barbara's teachings, what she showed us, and also the resonance and the huge support we gathered and garnered from being with each other. So the resonance, the spiritual force field, the power of the collective evolutionary impulses coming through all of us has been astounding. And I'm now replicating that with groups I'm working with. Like right now, we're getting ready for the national AGM for the Greens in my own city. And I've got a tiny handful of people here. Well, what's been amazing is how people have kept stepping up, stepping up, stepping up, as I've kept coming from a place of resonance, deep listening, non-reactivity, because the reactivity in my head has gone down so much. And it says the microcosm and the macrocosm happening together. The final thing I'd like to share is one of the very first comments Barbara made in her first session with us on February the 14th. And it's this phrase. At one point she said, with great seriousness, take the implications of your potential very seriously. And it just struck, such a deep chord. And from there on, I felt a different kind of music coming through, because it's like we were given permission to do that, to take ourselves really seriously and to take the full implications of our full potential very, very seriously as well, and then to live into it. So that's been my experience in the academy as an evolutionary ambassador, which I'm very happy to share with all of you viewers. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Pleasance, for sharing that. I mean, your yes is really contagious. it's jumping out of the screen and spreading all over. I guess I can't imagine that there is one single person watching this, listening to that, not being inspired by this yes and really kind of really picking up this energy. And as you said, this resonance, I mean, it's, and I just want to share, because just recently I heard a quite famous German physicist sharing in a lecture that even in the universe, they found out that since a few weeks, a substance is kind of released. And please forgive me, I don't remember the exact physical name of that, but it's kind of like the original substance of which every matter kind of emerges. And he just reminded us to the fact that what we think now, what we envision now, which vision we hold, what we wanna create, what we wanna manifest, gets so much support from the universe, because even in the universe, there is a substance which supports manifestation. And I mean, some of you already also mentioned the fact that it's so important to be aware, to turn towards the choices we really want to see growing. And just with this having in mind, even the universe is really bringing everything to increase whatever you hold in mind. So yeah, thank you. And I mean, we have more or less 15 minutes more, and maybe one of you or some of you feel called to maybe share a bit more what you want to provide in the future as evolutionary ambassadors, and to which activities or which opportunities you want to invite people which are now kind of tuning into our conversation, into this amazing, powerful, and flourishing field of evolutionary ambassadors. Yeah, what do you want to invite them into, kind of?
Well, Kathy here, I'll speak up. Since I'm a puzzle putter together, it really helps me when there are other people that know what puzzle it is I'm trying to put together. And I'm trying to do that verbally through my stories and interviews on my podcast called CoThrive Community. So you can find that probably most easily at cothrive.org. But if anybody listens to an episode and they think, oh, I know the place where this piece ends and another connects, please message me. And, you know, I'd love to interview you or the resource that you have in mind. It might take some time, but eventually I'd like to leave a roadmap so that people can put the pieces together. And Puria, I want to offer that to you as well. I feel like you've created a giant piece right here. So it seems kind of meta that I would offer you that opportunity, and then you could talk about, you know, the inroads and all the different connections and paths that you've discovered. So thank you.
And I'd also love to offer to anyone who is feeling that evolutionary impulse and yet they can't put the formulation, they can't put the butterflies in the right formulation. And I want to offer a living your purposeful life conversation. And you can find me on Facebook. You can find me janetgracenelson.com. And I am here to be of loving service to your soul's impulse to live at your highest level, to really expand in your potential. And sometimes it's as simple as sparking that conversation that then can assist you in moving in the right direction. And so I'm here to be of loving service to anyone who's being called to really have that deep, intimate conversation about where you are and maybe a spark of where you've sensed you want to go, but you really don't know what is the next step. I'm here to help you, you know, see those next steps.
I would like to jump in and offer an environment where individuals, anyone who has come and listened in, wants to come into more of a deeper place of belonging and co-creation, to come into a safe place through sacred conversations and dropping into the palpable field of resonance for a consistent amount of time with a group of other pioneering souls who are doing the same, so they have a sense of family. And so that is available to come through from a place of what I've been holding through She Speaks. So SheSpeaksGlobal.com, and yet I also know that all of the ambassadors with their particular uniqueness and their particular area of working with the co-creative wheel would also invite you all in. And I know that we will be sharing a ambassador link. So anyone who is feeling pulsed to speak to any of us individually and or collectively, or to stay in touch with us, please just reach out through that link, which I know that Puria will be sharing with you. We'd love to meet you and have you in lovely and close.
I'm wanting to offer a country to watch, which is New Zealand. I believe we're not just telling the new story here. I believe we are creating it. With heart-led leadership, with collaboration and co-creation. My own party has co-leaders, so a very unusual model. In Parliament, we've put groundbreaking legislation in place already, and there's a great deal more to come. So watch this space, watch New Zealand, and if you want to get in touch with me as well, please do. Pleasance, my business name is PH Factor, Pleasance Hanson. So pleasance@phfactor.co.nz. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you.
If anyone is watching and participating in this summit who would like a real life experience in the wheel of co-creation through a SynCon process, I would welcome you to connect with me. Janet, Grace, and I are in the process of co-creating a workshop that we'll be releasing soon that will allow anyone and everyone to participate in this. And if you'd like to learn more about that or any of my work, you can reach me directly at info@CynthiaBledsoe.com. If you are interested or have great stories that you feel can contribute to our body of knowledge of goodness and greatness going on in the world with this new power that we have, you can contact me on my website, bluestagegroup.com, which is where I house all my work in conscious media. I'm consciously looking for co-creators in that space, not only for people interested in creating in terms of writing and producing, but just those of you who have a great story to tell. The greatest story we can tell is our own, and those are the ones that we're looking for so that we can learn and co-create together and put us on the path for the purpose that we're all here for, a very conscious evolution for humans and the planet. These stories are what will change the narrative that then will create our new society that where we can all thrive in the ways that we've all talked about, not only in this panel today, but in this summit. So I am alive and full of newness and ready to co-create with anyone who feels open to it. Thanks so much.
And Puriya, I would also like to make an offering to anybody who's watching the summit at the moment. If they feel a resonance with my deepest heart's desire to restore the sacredness of the female body to the planet, one of my needs, desires, is to create a global network of women who are dedicated to consciously living the sacredness of their bodies. And as a way of evoking that and, I guess, lighting it up inside different women, I've written my book, which is Activate Your Female Power. And I have the website, which is Activate Your Female Power. The book is available from the Book Depository in Europe or through Amazon.com in the US. And it's really a guided journey into that intimate relationship with the sacredness of the female body and the connection of the female body into the earth body. So if any of the people who are watching this summit feel drawn to join me in that, I would love to hear from you. And you can find me on my website, which is just my name, Sharon Maloney, Maloney with an O, M-O-L-O-N-E-Y.com. So I would love to hear from you, and I would love to create that global network of women who are intending to restore the sacredness of the female body. Thank you.
And then let me offer for anyone who is looking for their co-creators in any sector of the wheel. That's what this ambassador community is all about. So I'll say, for instance, there's a group of ambassadors plus people who came from other connections who are very devoted towards conscious education and conscious parenting, and was able to link some of those folks up, and they meet, it's a self-organized group, and they meet on, their own cadence. What was profound to me about when that happened was that all of, I think there's six of them right now, they're doing their own things and didn't realize that they had so much in common, that there's so much that they could share. So one really big, deepest heart's desire of this ambassador community is to continue to make those connections. So if you're feeling like you're all alone in your sector of the wheel and you've got nobody to talk to, and you're struggling to find your co-creators, that's one big thing that we're doing. So through the link and the email that Paria will publish to get in touch with us, I'd invite you to connect and say, hey, this is the sector of the wheel I'm in and I'm looking for my people. Because evolution, again, Barbara said it's we all need one another. We can't do it alone. And we're here to support finding your co-creators.
Well, thank you so much for all your offers, for your presence, for your heart, for your wisdom, for this field of being so beautifully connected and feeling together and supported and inspired and touched. And I just wanna give one of you this chance, when you feel called, or if you feel called, to maybe close this conversation in this Conscious Evolution Summit, because I guess I will maybe show this interview even as the last one in the summit. So the whole kind of the whole vibrant field is then closing. And so if one of you want to take up this chance to speak to that, I want to give you this opportunity.
Well, it would be my honor to bring it all together in a beautiful, sacred, loving space of unconditional love, deep and profound service, a sharing from the well of infinite possibilities, and that's been exemplified here today in this summit, and the connection of all of these sacred loving hearts that have really brought to life different aspects of the wheel and of society, and as of the collectiveness of humanity that is here looking for solutions to move us forward in such a beautiful and sacred loving way. And I want to thank Puria for opening up this beautiful space and this portal that has provided such a sweet space of sharing, and such a sweet space of each one of us coming together and feeling the collectivity of the noosphere participating in such a beautiful and special way. So I know that as speaking for the ambassadors in this moment, I know from our hearts to yours, there really is no separation. There's only one, and it's only love. And we're all in this together. Namaste.
Thank you so much to all of you. Thank you so much to everyone joining us in this conversation in the whole summit. It was really such a pleasure and joy for me to meet you all after our email exchanges. And I sense this is just the beginning for something new to come. We will all see where it will lead us. And thank you so much for taking your time. I know for some of you today it was early morning. For some of you in Pleasance, it is the middle of the night, or you in Australia, it's late evening. So I appreciate your availability, and it was such an easy flow in making that happen. Bringing such a group together sometimes can be not that easy, but it was a beautiful flow. And so thank you so much, and I wish you all the best, and we stay in touch. And thank you to you watching this conversation. Thank you for you watching the whole summit. And I just want to invite you to, even though this is the last interview I share in this summit, and this is the official closure of the summit, but I just will tell you the secret that in the next days to come, I will make all interviews again available for a weekend so that you can kind of really see what you want to kind of deepen, see again, or what you want to watch, what you haven't seen. So it's still time to tune in and to share, and also to let maybe your friends, your neighbors, other people know that this happened. And it's not the last summit. I just feel it. So I wish you all the best, and let's just connect our hearts in this journey together. Mm.